Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back, and thanks for being out there. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are on the road. It's a three-game set with the Seattle Seahawks and hoping to even up the series this evening. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Again, welcome. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment, postponed from last week because he was on an airplane during the show. A little difficult to connect. And believe it or not, when you're talking about a conventional grilled cheese sandwich, or really any sandwich that you have on kind of the almost square bread, you know, typically you cut it in half or cut it in half with two triangles. Believe it or not, there's something new out there that cuts the sandwich in thirds called the Duff Cut, which is creating quite a lot of buzz in social media. Chef Andrew actually tried it and had some reaction at his restaurant. So something on a little lighter note, we'll have Chef Andrew explore what happened with that and what it's all about. But the one thing that it does prove is that the impact of visuals on social media these days, particularly on restaurant dishes, it has an impact, and if it blows up, it can be even bigger than that. So something to keep in mind. Do keep up with us on social media. What we try to do on all the platforms is just give you extra information between Saturdays. So when we have a cookbook author on the show, which we will have one next week, we grab a couple recipes from their new book that are representative of what they're doing and what the book was about, and we post them in the restaurant, or actually the recipes area of the website. So that's just some added information there. Also, we try to give you some different visuals. Video links where we can, stills where we can, that just gives you an added dimension of the food products and also the restaurant dishes that we try on the show or talk about on the show. So website's easy. Can't confuse this one. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. I guess Twitter is now X now. It's kind of hard to know. That's at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, we just had our first holiday weekend of the summer. I hope everybody had a relaxing and enjoyable Memorial Day. Hopefully a restaurant visit or two along the way, because boy, now more than ever, we definitely need to support our local restaurants. It's just tough out there. I mean, restaurants are feeling pressure from all sides. People are not dining out as often now because of inflation and just the cost factor. Food prices for restaurants in terms of where they get their supplies and all of the produce and meat items and everything else they need to deliver a wonderful guest experience, all of that is on the rise. Wages, of course, are up in California. So it's really the full court press for them. So wherever you can, remember, they definitely do appreciate your business. You know, we would like the business to be able to survive and endure, but it's challenging times. I mean, you got to be very honest about that. Fortunately, I had a very busy week of dining out. I want to thank the listeners that I saw Thursday evening at the Milky Way in the Pico Robertson area of Los Angeles that came out for the author dinner there. This was retired restaurateur Bob Spivak. You might not know the name, but you know his restaurants. He really was the operating force with two partners who raised the money for the original Grill on the Alley in Beverly Hills, which we begot a whole restaurant company, other concepts, just very successful and very well respected in the industry. So after a number of years, Bob resisted the temptation of people that suggested to him, Bob, you got a lot of good stories. You really ought to put some of these down. And, didn't have time, didn't have the inclination, had certain reservations about doing a memoir. And fortunately, it was his daughter-in-law that actually wrote a couple chapters as part of some work that she was doing that finally put him over the top when he retired for the second time. Maybe I do have the time to do this. So, odd title. It is called Saved by a Blonde and a Chicken Pot Pie. You really got to read the book to understand what all of that means. But as I've mentioned before, for anyone that is interested in getting in the restaurant business, particularly right now, Bob never had it easy. And he had several failures before he was able to get the Grill on the Alley in Beverly Hills off the ground and up and running, which really was a success from the beginning. But the road to get there wasn't easy. A lot of good practical advice in Bob's book, and I do recommend it. So S-P-I-V-A-K, Bob Spivak. Again, it's Saved by a Blonde and a Chicken Pot Pie. And it really was a wonderful evening because there were a lot of industry people that were there, alums from Bob's former company, Grill Concepts Incorporated, a fun crowd. And having read the book, having Bob tell some of the stories himself live, it's not like it's redundant. It was really very entertaining. And he was really good on the stump. He basically stood up the whole time and worked the room when he was doing the author summary. So again, glad to see some listeners there. Then for a very quick 24 hours, actually less than that, I was out in Palm Springs for Greater Palm Springs Restaurant Week. We'll be talking about that a little later in the show because it actually has started, and a wonderful way to experience the diversity of restaurants that are in the Greater Palm Springs area at bargain prices. When we come back from the break, we are going to be talking with Team USA on the road to Lyon for the Bocuse d'Or International Culinary Competition in January. We've been following them since Team USA was selected late last year. Great to catch up with them. And Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week starts tomorrow. We'll be giving a little insight into that. And it is our semi-annual update from Melissa's World Variety Produce on what is fresh for spring and summer. So as usual, a lot on our plate. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be back in a brief moment.